This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody. Rachel's in with us. Andrew is in Chicago playing Magic the Gathering. So this is his biggest contest ever.
MagicCon.
That's like
his first big city one, right?
Yeah.
Ronchi's at McCormick Place.
I know.
That place is
so big.
Have you ever seen it?
It's
so big.
Oh, my God. Okay, so there are basically two convention centers attached by a walkway.
Yep.
Are they filling both?
No, one of them I think is a dentist one because Andrew sent that too. He sent the dentist one.
All right. Oh, I love it.
The best one I ever went to when Nick was about 13, we were into shooting guns and stuff, and they had the gun show at the St. Charles, whatever it's called, you know, the convention center. And it was the gun show and a furry convention.
Oh, yeah.
So people who like to dress like mice and Wookiees.
Sure, that went well.
And there was one place to eat where you could get like hot dogs and nachos, and everyone was just mixed in, and they're all talking to each other, like people dressed like Elmer Fudd and people with like mouse tails, and
which it could be, someone might look at it and think it's the same convention,
right?
Yeah,
yeah,
just like a big hunting convention.
Yeah, sure, right. We're hunting mice.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that should be exciting for Andrew. He took the train. He didn't get put into train jail, so that's good.
Yeah.
Wait, was he worried about train jail?
Yes, he was worried about getting into train trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was about.
I don't either.
Is there train jail?
I don't think so.
They lock you into the bathroom.
But he was really worried.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many texts and side conversations I had to have with him about what it's like to ride the train. Are they going to let me carry bags?
Yes, Andrew, what are you talking about, Ronj? Because I was in the room for like 50 of them. So if you had any of them outside of that.
How many times did he ask me about the Amtrak?
So many times.
What happens here? Dude, you're okay, buddy.
Hey,
yeah.
Ronj, he would stop talking to me. We'd be in the middle of a conversation. Ronj would walk in and he'd go, hey, Ronj, so on the train. That's adorable.
I'm like that. I'm like that too.
Well, he was doing it like he was preparing to go to space. All you got to do is get on the train.
So just take
your little bag with you and then sit down.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Go to the food cart if
you
want.
It's pretty easy. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cute.
I think it's cute.
It's super adorable.
Really cute.
But obviously a lot of people haven't done it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like there are a lot of places.
I haven't done it in decades.
Yeah. But if you live in Chicago, it's nonstop because you've got literally trains everywhere in the city to other places in the city. They go all the way out to the suburbs, hour and a half, 2 hours west, north, south, whatever.
Yeah.
And like it's a normal thing there. I grew up in Detroit. I had never been on one of those until I went to Chicago. Like it's different.
I'm looking at the map layout for this MagicCon.
Yeah, yeah.
There are a lot of D&D zones.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
There's a quiet room.
Oh, my.
I didn't realize that Dungeons and Dragons and magic overlapped like that. I thought they were two totally different things.
I thought they were, too.
No, I think they are, but I think the fandoms crossover.
So they're like, oh, throw a D&D.
Would be my guess, yeah.
There's different companies. There's no umbrella company that does D&D and magic.
The Umbrella Corporation.
Don't know. I think it's all under Exxon.
What do you think the command zone is? That sounds ominous.
People who like other people to take charge of magic games. I'm playing the boll weevil, whether you like it or not.
Ron, you're like you got like half your ear on camera right now.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're not on
we
camera.
Need to adjust the camera. Or
so either the camera needs
well,
scooch. Yeah, either that or Ron, you can just move closer. Up oh, too much.
Well,
no, Amy.
Not on it.
Now, no, Amy.
A little more.
This camera thing's really difficult.
Yeah,
to
a little more.
Out.
You guys just have to sit closer together. There we go. We got
that
you.
That looks good.
Good.
Because Scott is the one that made me notice it. He commented. He said, why are Chris and Amy so afraid to sit closer?
We don't. We try to avoid that.
We try to keep their distance.
Keep it above board.
Yeah. We don't want to be within arm's length of each other.
Because you're like two kids in the back
like
seat.
Yes, exactly.
Stop touching me.
Glover will be like, don't make me turn the show around.
We like it to look like the broadcast TV booths where you could tell the two guys don't like each other. And they sit as far away apart as possible.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
And the only time they look close is when you get the split screen because they're on different cameras. Yeah.
That's it.
That's funny. So my TikTok algorithm has finally figured me out.
Really?
Yes. I am a third-year resident in medicine.
All right.
Surgical.
Mm-hmm.
Because
really?
I'm getting a lot of, if you can do any other discipline besides surgery, do it. Because it's just your work-life balance. I'm like, preach. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I am so burnt out.
Like, I just worked a 19-hour day, and I just got called in, and I'm like, oh, brother, I know how that is. I'm not kidding now. I'm really enjoying it because I'm really leaning in as
it's
if I were.
It's fun to pretend you're a doctor.
Thank you.
Yesterday, we were pretending you were hit with shrapnel, so that's better.
I find that a bit offensive.
You know what, though?
But
Dave, if you're a doctor, you got to wash your hands and you got to scrub.
This is true.
Like, and all the way up to your elbow.
Yeah, there's no reason for
Dave,
that.
Dave, scrub in.
Here he goes.
That's what they call it. Yeah, scrub it in.
I know.
I would just have like a bar,
I saw ER
a
back
bar
in the day.
Of Safeguard. Lever 2000.
Oh, man.
Oh,
Lever 2000.
Do they still make that?
Yeah, they do.
Do
nice.
They?
Yeah.
That's body
remember,
soap, though, right?
Yeah, like, it's a bar soap.
It's all
soap.
The same to me.
Yeah.
Face soap, body soap, whatever.
It does it all.
Why is this one abrasive? Yeah, I don't know.
You ever get to that accidentally if you're at like a truck stop, like a Love's or whatever, and you get the...
What?
They have this different soaps on there, and they have the one that's like the grease cutter that you... And it's like sand in your hands. Yeah. You ever do that by accident?
No, but I have.
Go to a lot of
based
truck
on
stops.
Based on Dave's. I do a lot of road tripping.
Yeah. Okay.
And the truck stops are the best because they always have good food, clean bathrooms, and good drinks.
I've been
Can
to
I
Love's,
tell you?
But I've never seen diesel remover in the women's
bathroom. There. Well,
listen, I'm gonna tell you right now that every time I'm in one of the truck stops and I'm buying a beverage or a coffee, whatever. And I hear the announcement, shower five is
that.
Open.
Yeah.
I hear it and I think, I kind of want to take a shower here.
Why
Does
not?
Does nobody else think that when they hear the...
Never once.
I just want to see what it's like. Like, what do I...
I'm intrigued by the lifestyle.
The trucker lifestyle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really surprised because I went through a trucker phase as well on my TikTok. How many are like 19 years old?
Yeah.
Like whatever that minimum is.
Really?
Yes.
It seems like a good age to do it, though, because you probably get paid well.
I guess.
You can just like listen to podcasts and satellite radio the whole time. And
I'm not super comfortable with a bunch of 19-year-olds behind big rigs, but I mean.
Yeah, they lowered the age a couple years ago. Yeah. I think it was part of Biden's like infrastructure thing.
Mm.
I mean, 18-year-olds are definitely old enough to drive a truck, I guess, but I would like a couple of more driving years under the belt before you're.
I couldn't. That job would be hard to do. How do you deal with people on the road nonstop all day, every day?
Yeah.
It's bad enough for 40 minutes each way.
Got a love-hate thing with truck drivers. I love them, and I want them to be protected because I think that's a really important job, and it's a lot of people who do it. But also, I get really irritated driving around them, like when they're in the right lane and they're following another truck, and then they barrel over in the left lane, and then they block you from passing them for several miles.
Yeah.
That kind of thing bothers me.
It always feels intentional.
It does feel intentional.
I mean, clearly they know they're doing it.
Yeah.
They know they're holding up traffic.
Just wait till I get past, and then you go around that truck.
But imagine how many factors of hatred they have for us.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
Well, you always see, they're like, if you're, you know, on the side of the truck or wherever, we can't see you in the mirror. Mm-hmm. And every time I read that, I'm like, why is that a thing? Like, fix the mirrors where you can see around.
I never thought of that.
It's very important for you to be able to see me.
Put them farther back.
Yeah. It's nobody's fault other than, like, the
and
person
see,
designing
when
the mirror.
I see that, I'm always like, ee-hee. Like, I can't like see you. And I'm like, oh.
Dave's like, peekaboo.
Another thing that happens on my YouTube algorithm is I get a lot of camping videos, people going out solo camping or...
Oh, what about stealth camping?
Stealth camping, yes. Steve Wallace, that guy?
I've never watched Steve. I don't think I've seen Steve.
He's Canadian and he's like, oh.
What's that mean?
It means you're camping and you don't want anyone to know you're camping.
So he'll camp, this guy I'm talking about will camp in like a roundabout.
Okay.
You know, in an intersection, like where there's brush and he'll hide.
Yeah, I saw that guy.
He's great. I love him.
That's weird.
He's very soft spoken.
It's so cozy to
watch.
He's
like, I'm going to go climb in these bushes right up against this wall here, and I can't be on one end because people will see me.
Yes. So I see a lot of him, like a lot of camping videos. There's this guy in England who's got real soft spoken tone, and I love watching that guy. And then these truck drivers, they'll kind of show you how they camp for the night, right? In the back of their truck, when they've got the little bed back behind them. And I think that is... It would suck, I think, but also be kind of cozy sometimes.
Yeah.
To drive that truck and then set up in a parking lot, cook your little meal back there, and then sleep in that bed.
We're driving tomorrow. Marina, Nick, and I are going to visit Phoebe at KU. So I'll be driving 4 hours there, spend about 4 or 5 hours, then 4 hours home. And I have such a love-hate relationship with driving. Whenever, because I hate to fly, and so we typically drive to Colorado, driven to Florida multiple times, and I love the planning. I love the thinking about it. I love the getting the snacks and all that kind of stuff. It's just the actual driving that after a couple hours, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've had enough of this.
I used to feel that way, but just as, you know, you get older, life gets busier, and for whatever reason, right, you're constantly available on your phone, so it's just emails and texts, and they won't stop. When I am driving, I love it because can't look at your phone.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're Andrew.
Well, yeah, but like, I'm, you know, people know, like, I am unreachable. I'm not going to send emails, I'm not going to answer texts, and like, my whole goal in life is to be unreachable, and that is either like on top of a mountain without service, which I love, that's my favorite email to send, is like, I won't have service, and then driving, so again, I literally went from not liking driving to the idea of driving to Colorado. I see it, you know, 14 hours to Frisco, no phone, love it. Like, it
so
makes
you
me
can't
feel
just
so
like
free.
Turn off your phone if you want that same dynamic.
Yeah, I mean, not like during the day. No, I mean, Steve,
I love how low grade crappy he said that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I just mean like, sometimes I just need to get away. You can turn your phone off. I mean, you're allowed to do that.
I am from ever here on out using low grade crappy.
Yeah, low grade crappy is great. No, I mean, I don't think you can. I think as long as, especially with this job, like you're texting, there's news, you're communicating, you always have to get back to somebody. So this is like the equivalent of having the flu. I can't come in, I have the flu.
The other thing is, if you're driving, you don't feel compelled to look at your phone.
Right.
But otherwise, if you're just sitting or doing nothing or somewhere where it doesn't matter, you'll reach for your phone and look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awful.
But if you're, you know, 10 and 2, can't be doing that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. If you are so disposed, you can watch the stream on Facebook. We also started the YouTube yesterday. So thank you for all of your views and podcast downloads and all that kind of stuff. We appreciate it. You can listen to 98.7 FM or, of course, the Odyssey app where you can podcast or you can pause, you can rewind and all that kind of fun stuff. Very cool. I had such a weird feeling in my body last night. I was driving through Clayton. Big Bend, maybe. One of those roads where you go about 35 or 40 miles an hour. And I was, but I looked at my speedometer, which like most people's modern cars is like right in the middle of your dash in big numbers. And it said I was going like 63 miles an hour. And yeah. And so I really, truly had like a disconnect in my body because I'm looking at a number and I'm feeling about half of that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so what happened, I figured out, because I'm a genius.
You clicked a button.
I clicked a button and put it on kilometers.
Oh. Okay.
And I can't tell you.
It's probably something on your steering wheel.
Yeah. I'm as proud of this fact as I am law school. This morning, I was able to reprogram it.
Dave!
There you go, man.
No.
Dave, I'm proud of you.
It's good.
The world's my oyster now.
Nice.
When it said MPH, I was like.
Dave was like, yes!
You really could be that doctor.
I'm pretty close.
Yeah.
I should start posting.
Dave, that would have been the best thing would have been is if you did the bowler celebration when you're standing outside your car. Whoever you thought you were, I am.
I am.
I thought you were going to say that you just came off the highway, so it felt like you weren't going very fast, because the first speeding ticket I ever got was that. I got off the interstate, got into Bloomington, Normal, Illinois, and I felt like I wasn't going very fast because I had just gone off the highway, but I was like 20 miles over the speed limit.
Ooh.
And that was my first, like, it was a 30 and I was going 50 or 55 and they stopped me. They're like, you know how fast you were going? Like, I felt fine.
Had a wreck and got a ticket the first day I had my license.
Oh.
Yeah. So I got my license on my birthday, like the kids used to, and I didn't have a girlfriend, but I wanted her to be, and she worked at Church's Chicken, and I was going to go show her my new car, and I just couldn't get out of the driveway fast enough, and my sister Deb and her husband Ed were pulling in to come see my new car, and I backed right into them.
Oh, boy.
Right into them.
That's their fault, though.
And my dad was trying to avoid paying for a fix. So he got a rubber mallet, is their back quarter panel, and laid in the trunk. And like the ballpark Frank's commercial, he just pounded it out.
Oh, wow.
It looked terrible.
Yeah.
But then I was on Route 111 between South Roxana and Hartford, and I was going one way, and my best friend Brad Wells came the other way, and I spun it around and floored it to catch him.
Oh, no.
Like, we're both in cars. Mm. Isn't this cool? And a cop pulled me over.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah. And I was going like 20 or 30 over the speed limit. And he goes, I'm going to do you the biggest favor of your young life. I'm just going to give it like 10 miles over. Still, having an accident and getting a speeding ticket were not good.
You guys, I don't know if it's much of your memory, but it's going to be yours, Dave. Like that when cars almost all had metal chrome bumpers, right? It wasn't like they are now where it's plastic and,
right,
you know, a little tap and it's going to crush it or dent it or whatever. Right. Back in the day in high school, almost all of us had those, and everybody used to tag each other if you were behind them, like at a stop sign. You come up and boop, and you get that little jump, and it does no damage.
We never did that.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was just a, you know, private high school, boys' high school
guys
thing.
Must have been rich.
Yeah, no, it doesn't do any damage. Like, you don't even notice a scratch because the way the bumpers were made. But it was just one of those deals. Like you telling me that story about turn around, change your buddy is the first thing I thought. Like,
I also,
man, what a different vibe. Were you just gonna like just bumper tap your buddies?
This wasn't day one,
that
but
sounded
it was
bad.
Week one.
Sorry,
it was week one, and I went up to the big hill by SIU, and I had my buddies in my car in my 71 Dodge Dart, and floored it, and got it to 105 miles an hour going down this big hill, 16.
Oh boy!
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
that's not good.
You're just stupid.
Yes. Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, I can't remember if I was 16 or 17, but that was the first time I was going down the highway, probably like 110, because I was late for curfew and I knew I was going to be in trouble. And I'm like, well, I'm going to take the risk. It's I-96.
110?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Just to get home?
Just to get home.
Were you going to get a whooping?
No, I was never worried about that. I can take that. I was more worried about losing the keys.
Oh.
Of course, I would have lost 110? The keys. Right. If I had gotten pulled over going 110 and a 55 on I-96, I probably would have gotten it. But yeah, that falls into the, yep, you're stupid when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking in my head, I need to get home sooner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not thinking, yeah, dummy, don't do something that A, could kill you, or B, get you maybe even thrown into jail. Because if you're going that fast, they might take you.
So hold on. You got whoopings, right?
Not too many. Not too many. Just a
when
couple.
Spankings
more.
Did you say, I don't feel that?
No,
it doesn't
hurt. Because if I did that, A, dad would have hit harder, or B, there would have been other punishments that went with it. You just take it.
Okay.
I do remember, though, as
like
I got
when you
older.
You tapped your buddies.
Yeah, right, exactly like that. I do remember as I got older, I definitely feared that less. The spank or the smack or the kick or whatever. No, the tap was never fear. The the punishments that I hated were losing privileges.
This is one of my favorite things.
Got to finish the thought.
I know. When Wheeler will finish the thought. It doesn't matter what double entendres are going on or how we're laughing.
No.
He's going to finish that thought.
We got a I hate you guys from Scott Jagow today. He was soldiering on through his story, and it was one of those when you lose the audience.
Yeah.
We're the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's over. Welcome back.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DGS, happy Friday, 132. Okay, real question. Maybe you guys know, hopefully people online have opinions. I've never understood this. So my tags on my vehicle are March of 25. Does that mean I am riding dirty on March 1st? Or do I have March to get my tags?
I believe they expire.
Yeah, I think they expire at the end of the month.
End of the month.
Yeah,
that's my understanding.
The end of March or the end of February?
I think the end of March. I think it means it's good through that.
I always thought that, but then I've heard people say...
I think it's when it starts. I think your sticker starts in March, which means you have to get a new one for March. So yeah. March 1, you're going to be derelict. And I could be wrong, but that's what I think it is.
We'll see what people online think.
All right. According to the Google, most motor vehicle registrations expire on the last day of the 12th month of the registration period.
Okay.
So if you registered in that month, then it's going to be the last day of that month.
Which would be March.
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
I don't want to find out.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think that's right. That's the AI answer. Yeah, that's the answer. That's the AI answer.
Did you say Missouri?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's the AI answer. That could be wrong, but my understanding has always been you have till the end of that month.
Because my tags are out of Maine. I don't want to talk about why. And they're under a doctor.
Yeah. Yep. So we've got Eric, Lori, and Pedro, who says end of the month 100%.
Thank you, Pedro. All right, Pedro seems to know what he's talking about.
Now, all of them are saying the same thing, so we must be right. That's our AI right there. It's our group chat.
Yeah.
On the Facebook and YouTube streams.
I'm going to change Dave's name on the screen to Dave Glover, MD.
I like it. Dr. Glover.
Dr. David Glover.
Yeah. Yeah, I said at the beginning of the show, all of my TikToks, for some reason, are about being a resident and a first year attending and 19-hour work days. And typically, if it's things like that that don't apply to me, I just hit the not interested button and I'm just hearting everything.
Yeah.
I just want to be a pretend doctor. I mean, I've watched six episodes of The Pitt.
This is all because of The Pitt, right?
Yeah.
Like, your brain is in that mode.
Yes.
So when you see them, you watch them, and now it's your life.
Yes.
So this show. And now you have a PhD.
Yeah.
Is that show good?
What?
It's great. I've never seen it. I'm
Dave
obsessed
loves
with
it.
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't have a PhD, he'd have an MD.
MD, yeah.
Yeah.
I could have both.
Well, you could be the other kind of doctor, too, yeah.
Isn't that the guy who was in something else?
Noah Wiley.
He was in ER.
Yeah, Noah Wiley. Yeah. Right. So is he the same guy?
No, because it was supposed to be an ER sequel. I know a lot about this.
Nice.
And Michael Crichton's widow found out, because he wrote ER, and said, "That's great. Just give me $5 million. And so they decided to make it a sequel without making it a sequel. So he's not Dr. Carter. There are no of the same characters, but it's basically an update.
Okay.
It's like him as a 55-year-old attending. So it's good.
I should give it a try. Prime?
Yes. And it's on Max.
Max.
So that's how I watch, it. I never know what I have. Like, most human beings know, like, exactly what services they have. For me, it's a crapshoot. I'm like, oh, Hulu. And I click it, and it's like, hi, Dave. I'm like, oh, hello, Hulu.
Hey, I do know you.
It's too many streaming.
By the way, on that front, I put on the rundown today, so I'll just toss it in there now. Like, baseball fans need to prepare themselves that their world is changing, and you're going to need to change how you see games.
Oh, yeah.
Like, stop complaining about it and fighting it, because it's not going back to the old ways where everybody has a big cable package or a big satellite package and everything's on the same place as you're used to. Like, that's not going to happen. So learn the new way, figure out where the games are and what makes most sense for you on the budget side, and go there. Like, just look ahead. It's not, yeah, I know it's annoying. I know you don't want things to change, but we have no control. Major League Baseball has no control over this. Like, the cord cutting has happened. It's not going to go back the other direction. So if it's going to mean that you're streaming games through Amazon Prime,
which you can, but you got to pay, it's $19.99
a month to get your own team.
An add-on to what you already pay.
Right. But that's to get your own team every game all season long, 162 games. It's really, like, you can get the MLB thing, but that doesn't come without the blackouts. That's going to have blackouts, right, unless they change that. I don't know if they're changing that or not, or if they're going to somehow combine those two. But either way, it's not going to be as difficult as it seems, but it's not going backward. So
here's
yelling about it is not going to
what's
change
difficult
it.
For me is getting rid of things.
Yeah, yeah.
I have Fubo, which is typically how I watch the Cardinals. I have MLB Network. I have Amazon. So if someone can help me get rid of 2 out of 3 of those, I'll just watch it on Amazon. Like, whatever's easy.
Yeah. I mean, I it won't be easy to cancel. I don't know how every service is, but normally you have to at least go on the website to cancel. They will not let you do it through the app.
Okay.
Almost, I've never found a way to do it on the app, so you can go into your account information and cancel on there. It's almost always you either have to call or you have to go on the website.
Yeah,
the actual
sure
website.
How that works.
Yeah.
So while we're talking about baseball, you and Ron were talking off the air about the Yankees, and they've always had this prohibition against facial hair from George Steinbrenner. Now, I guess.
Oh, and before that, too. Yeah, it was before that.
Was it? Oh, yeah. I thought it was a Steinbrenner thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So now it's gone.
Yeah. And
we have to have a well-groomed beard.
Yeah, you can have a beard, but it can't be crazy.
You can't be like the Jason Worth.
What
or
did they say? Somebody around the team. Oh, no, it was one of the players. It was Garrett Cole. Garrett Cole said that the explanation they got from Brian Cashman, who is their Mo, he's their president of baseball operations, is that you just can't go around looking like Duck Dynasty.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, you can have beards, you can have mustaches. Now, they had them in the 70s, right? I mean, like, Thurman Munson had a mustache. Like, they had them, but it was, I think it was still no beards, but mustaches were okay. But it's just like a stupid, like, everybody's a grown-ass man. It's not 1950. You know, it's
you're not flying on an airplane in a suit anymore.
Right. This is not, like, it's not a thing anymore. And I don't know why. People are, like, celebrating this like it's a big deal. Like, no, you just finally joined the rest of us in the modern world where we realize it's okay.
This, you know what it makes me think of? And it's not to the same effect, but it is similar in old school thinking that doesn't work anymore, is when the Blackhawks for years were not. So it used to be like Cardinals games. You couldn't watch home Cardinals games like in the 80s.
Right, right.
Yet, because they wanted you to go to games.
Right.
It was for season ticket holders. Well, that changed in time where every game was available. So by like 2010, the Blackhawks were the only team,
in
all of sports,
yep,
where you could not watch home games. You could only go to games. And there was one person who wanted to do that, and it was the single owner. Everybody else in the organization was begging him, you have to change this because it's killing us in terms of marketing.
Yeah.
Because think about this. You're growing up, you watch say you're watching a Blues game, but they only have road games on TV. Well, the Blues score, no excitement. Nothing happens. The horn doesn't go off. It doesn't seem that much fun, right? You want to be able to have people see what happens at a Blues game when they score a goal and the towel man and all this
stuff. Yeah, yeah.
So the Blackhawks for years wouldn't do it. He dies, and within like 3 weeks, barely waited till the body was cold, and they're like, all right, all of our games are on TV now.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just like this really stupid old way of thinking that doesn't work anymore.
Well, also, the biggest money is TV.
No question.
TV money dwarfs attendance money in all of sports. It's not even close. So, like, you're killing yourself on revenue thinking that you're protecting some group that you can't protect.
But there's nothing you can do when you have a singular owner, and that person is the only opinion that matters.
Yeah. Yep.
I heard something. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. I want to run it by you guys, but it kind of changed the way I think about the Arenado thing a little bit, that he could have opted out any year he wanted to, like after 2022.
After his first year here, he could have, yeah.
Then, so he, that what they were saying is not that we owe him something, but that he was not making as much money with the Cardinals the last couple of years as he could have had he left after the 22 season and signed a bigger contract. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, it's exactly because he was coming off a great year, right? He was coming off a year where he finished in the top three in the MVP voting.
Yeah.
So he probably could have gotten, he may not have gotten more per year, but he would have gotten more total because he would have gotten more years than he currently has left on his deal with the Cardinals. And I think that's an important thing. Like, and I give Derek Gould a lot of credit because he points this out a lot when people get irritated with Arenado. Arenado has repeatedly chosen to stay in St. Louis. He chose to come here to waive his no-trade clause to leave Colorado to come here. He did not waive that for any other team that was interested in acquiring him. He waived it for the Cardinals. Mm. And then when he got here, he had the chance to opt out and go into free agency coming off big year, and he opted to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And now this offseason, he had the opportunity to go to Houston. It wasn't what he was looking for, so he would rather be in St. Louis than Houston is what he's choosing. So while I understand people who are like wishing that the team could have gotten there, you know, gotten that part done, I think a lot of people do, because it could speed up the process of resetting the team and finding out who you got, what you got, and what you need to do moving forward.
Yeah.
The fact is now he has had three chances where he has chosen St. Louis and specifically said, I want to be here over the other options.
Do you think he'll get a huge ovation his first time up at home?
I think he'll get a normal
regular.
One. Yeah, yeah, I think it'll be normal. Yeah. I don't think it'll be bad, and I don't think it'll be over the top. I think it'll be a normal.
He's going to get a standing ovation.
Really?
I do.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It could be
opening day. Opening day tends to happen.
I mean, he's also the biggest star on the team. So he's always going to get a good ovation. He's always going to get better than that. I'll be curious to see. I don't know. Because I know the problem is that you're a little bit less locked into it than I am at the moment because I'm doing the Gas House and all we do is get feedback from like the hardcore, diehard people that live and die with everything, and they're the insane ones. The people that go to games are not all those people, right? The vast majority of people at a game are not the ones that scream and yell at Mo every time something happens, or scream and yell at a player every time something happens. So that group's mentality, the opening day crowd, is probably a lot different than the people I hear from on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
The people we hear from are the ones that are mad. Yep. They're always angry. They're always mad. Everything is, how can I take a shot at ownership or the front office or one of these players?
I guess they enjoy themselves being mad.
Well, they're mad because they care more. I think they care more, maybe too much, about the wins and the losses and all of that. And they want the team to be good, where a lot of people are a lot more just casual about it.
Like, look,
it's a fun thing for most people. For a small percentage, it's too much of the identity, and that's what leads to some of that anger.
And I don't think it's because people like to be mad. I don't really think that's it.
No, they'd
I think
rather they just, have a winning team. Yeah.
They care so much, and you could say, well, maybe they care too much, but that's better than that's better than the apathy. It's better for them to be angry and care a lot than it is for them to not give a crap about your product at all.
Dave, did you see the comments?
I did. We have a retired police officer, thank you for your service, D, who says that Missouri state plates expire the first day of the month. However, Missouri statutes give you to the last day of the month as a grace period.
Yeah.
So your plates expire March 1st, but you have until the last day of March to renew.
Hey, our listeners are great.
We're all right.
Thank you. 149 DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to you. One more sports topic, and this one's pretty big. Did you hear Hancock and Kelly this morning?
No.
So they got going, and John Hancock was talking about being a basketball player when he was in high school. And Kelly asked, do you think you could touch the net now? And Hancock's like, oh, my God, of course. I'm 6'1". I'm not 90. And so they made a bet, like $20, and I talked to both of them, and they're both completely sure of their side of the bet.
Yeah.
But I told Hancock, I'm putting my money on him. I think at 6'1" and 60, you can touch the net. And here's why I know this. There's a basketball court near me, and this summer I was taking a walk, and no one was watching. And so cold, no stretching, I did it, and I was able to I've only touched the rim a couple times in my life when I was like 18, but I was able to hit pretty full net. I think being 6'1", Hancock can do it. That's about your height, right? A little bit less?
I'm 6'2". He's just a little shorter. But
you can do it pretty easily, right?
I could. Yeah, I used to. There was a time, I haven't tried it in forever, but I could like just barely get the rim.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't wrap my fingers around it,
right,
but I could hit it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm on Team Michael Kelly here.
I don't want to.
It's harder than people. So I just did some of the math. So if
of course you did.
If John has average arm length, which should mean that his wingspan is about the same as his height, so he could probably stand and touch, what, like 7.5 feet, something like that,
yeah,
at 6'1", probably. And then the net usually hangs about 16, 18 inches low. So let's give it 18. He's got to cover at least 22 to 24 inches on his vertical.
That math doesn't math.
Yeah, it does.
See, I think, well, I'm 5'10". How tall am I reaching?
Probably 7.5-ish.
Okay.
He probably has you by 3-4 inches up
there.
So, yeah, that sounds terrible.
I don't doubt that.
All you had to do was not say anything.
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah, I know.
You're full of them today.
I know. I didn't mean it.
He's dragging us into the gutter.
He really is.
I didn't mean it.
We wouldn't be like this otherwise.
Yeah, we're all perfect angels.
No, we would just be wishing everyone to die, Ranj.
Who said that?
You? Amy, what would happen if I shoved you off the roof?
Oh.
Wow. Came back with that one.
Dude. I don't want her to die.
I think,
and I didn't say roof. I said window.
You think John can do it?
Oh, window,
I think
yeah.
So too.
Yeah.
I'm team John.
We need to host this.
Yeah, we should do a remote.
Yeah,
yeah. It'll be close though.
I love John Hancock, and I believe in him. I don't believe in him on this though.
No.
And I feel bad that I don't believe in him.
Well, I was able to do it. And I don't have a 24-inch vertical anymore, so maybe it wasn't a 10-foot rim or something.
Well, I don't know. Again, the nets all hang differently. Trying to think. I don't know.
We're going to have to make a spectacle of this.
Yeah, that would be a fun show. I mean, we could actually just measure it and see if he can touch the ceiling out here in the newsroom. because that's probably not that far off. There's probably a ceiling around here where we could cut. We could figure out that.
I think we should go to Chaffetz.
Yeah.
Hey.
Do the show live.
We should do it
from
at
the Chaffetz basketball court.
Yes, and then we'll have the main event.
Have,
and that's the two of them.
Have Larry Blurd show up and help us out.
Yes.
Nice. I love it.
All right. That would actually be a lot of fun.
Then we could shoot around for a while. Yeah.
We finally discovered Dave's motivation for this.
We have to, we could sell tickets.
See, now you're just trying to make money.
We could sell, well, it's not going to us.
And you know Hancock's going to get hurt.
Yeah, well.
I mean, that he may or may not be able to touch the net, but he will be injured.
It's a risk.
What's the injury?
Whenever you're doing something that you're not used to doing, it's a risk.
Yeah. And he said he only needs one attempt, and Kelly's like, you can have 50. Like, I don't care.
Well, they're not going to get easier the more you go.
Yeah.
You know, I think you probably...
And then Hancock said, well, I don't think I can just stand under the net and jump up and grab it. And Kelly's like, you can get a run from Kirkwood.
Well, wait, hold on. We're talking about a running start?
Yes.
I don't want him doing that.
No, so you know, your best bet is like the one step and go, like the kind of a drop step. Yeah. Like you can do a quick quick 1-2 step, because that'll get you the momentum you need without the lack of control.
I don't want him to get momentum. I'm looking out for the guy. I don't think he should get momentum.
What we want is momentum directed upward, not outward.
Beppy Cat says, I think Dave may have ulterior internal motivations to believe 60-year-old men can fight and jump. You couldn't be more right.
Yeah, but you can jump.
I mean,
if you touch, if you could touch that net.
Yeah.
I don't see why that does. I mean, you're not limited. It's not an age thing.
Oh,
it's
sure.
It's just a thing that you think. No, I'm saying my position on this bet is not an age thing. It's more of, I don't know that he's done anything like that. Jumping recently and doing something you're not used to is hard.
Well, I've jumped once in 2 years. That's not exactly. Yeah, I'm not doing a regimen.
I gotcha. Yeah.
What were you doing when you were jumping?
I was walking by the court and I'm
Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm not just now randomly jumping. Doing my jump.
Did you
workout.
Do that? Did you do that as a teenager?
What's
Ron,
that?
Did you guys do that? Like literally every doorway you went through, you had to jump up and touch the thing and do all that?
Yeah. No, because I can reach up and touch it. It's
so
not
annoying.
Like a big...
Ah, you tall son of a.
I mean, come on, man. R2-D2 over here. Just he's wearing that R2 shirt. By the way, you have that shirt on every time you have it on. And then if I watch Star Wars, I can't think of anything but you.
Me and an R2-D2.
Every time I see R2-D2,
My dad built me a court. Out of plywood, and it was about a 9.5-foot rim. And so, I mean, it was low enough that I could dunk by the time I was 17, 18 years old. And it started sagging. And so that's back when people were like crashing the backboards.
Yep.
And so this is absolutely true story. This kid's name was Mike Walls, and he lived in my neighborhood. And I was backed up with a ball in my hands, and I was going to dunk it and rip it off. And out of nowhere, he came running.
Oh, he smoked you.
Jumped up and grabbed the net and pulled it down.
Oh, I thought he meant he was going to tackle you.
No.
That's even worse.
Jumped up and pulled it down.
Oh.
Did you fight him?
No.